and the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. On this side Jordan in the land of Moab began Moses to declare this law, saying, And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place, that he may dwell among them. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast, and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets, and 30 change of garments. But if ye cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets, and 30 change of garments. And they said unto him, Put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And it came to pass on the 7th day, that they said unto Samson's wife, Entice thy husband, that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. Have ye called us to take that we have? Is it not so? And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. So he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her, that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. I will show thee, hear me, and that which I have seen I will declare. Who shall declare his way to his face, and who shall repay him what he hath done? Then did he see it, and declare it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. I would declare unto him the number of my steps, as a prince would I go near unto him. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare, if thou knowest it all. Gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. They shall come, and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. To the chief musician, Eltasketh, a psalm or song of Asaph. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Friends, declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. To declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. For all this I considered my heart even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin is Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, Go, set a watchman, and let him declare what he seeth. Let them bring them forth, and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them, and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, It is truth. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. And who, as I shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people? And the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans. With a voice of singing declare ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth. Say ye, The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Declare ye in Judah, and publish in Jerusalem, and say, Blow ye the trumpet in the land. Cry, gather together, and say, Assemble yourselves, and let us go into the defense cities. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth, and is burned up like a wilderness, that none passeth through? Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock. Then Jeremiah said unto Zedekiah, If I declare it unto thee, wilt thou not surely put me to death? And if I give thee counsel, wilt thou not hearken unto me? But if the princes hear that I have talked with thee, and they come unto thee, and say unto thee, Declare unto us now what thou hast said unto the king, hide it not from us, and we will not put thee to death, also what the king said unto thee. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. For ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us unto the Lord our God. And according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. Declare ye in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish in Noph and in Tophanes. Say ye, Stand fast, and prepare thee, for the sword shall devour round about thee. Declare ye among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish, and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken, Baal is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the heathen, whither they come, and they shall know that I am the Lord. The Lord said moreover unto me, Son of man, wilt thou judge Aholah and Aholibah? Yea, declare unto them their abominations. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee. For to the intent that I might show them unto thee art thou brought hither. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation. But thou art able, for the Spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Declare ye it not at Gath, weep ye not at all. In the house of Aphra roll thyself in the dust. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Then Jesus sent the multitude away, and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. Then answered Peter, and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worse. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.